NPR's business news starts with a high-flying buying spree. The rivalry between the world's two biggest aircraft manufacturers is set to heat up again. This week, United Airlines asked Boeing and Airbus to submit bids for a giant order of up to 150 new planes. It's a contract that could be worth up to $20 billion. The announcement has surprised and pleased the industry. And for Boeing, one of this country's most important manufacturers, there's a lot at stake. Gary Davis of member station KPLU reports from Seattle.
United's been a bit like the Rip Van Winkle of U.S. carriers, a sleeping giant ever since it emerged from Chapter 11 bankruptcy 3 years ago. Since then, company executives have repeatedly said they had no interest in buying new planes. So their move took many analysts by surprise.
Signs of life from a giant hub-and-spoke carrier like United are certainly welcome. Just looking at the potential for replacing the large existing fleets out there is certainly a promising sign.
Richard Abulafia is with the Teal Group. He says United is taking advantage of the recession to get the best deal it can. For Boeing, Abulafia says its ability to hold on to the American market for wide-body jets is at stake.
In the U.S. market, Boeing still has a dominant position, but they don't want to lose that. And the loss of an order of this magnitude would definitely be a blow.
Not just a blow for the company, but also for its workers. 4,500 have lost their jobs this year. Later this month, Boeing anticipates the long-delayed first flight for its new 787 Dreamliner, another point of pride for a company in fierce competition with its European rival. For NPR News, I'm Gary Davis in Seattle.